You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Here I am live from Tincam Bay, a beautiful little coastal town in Queensland where you can go along and you can feed the dolphins early in the morning. You can go out fishing. You just connect back into nature. And that's what I've felt I've needed after this. I suppose we're spring now. It's the third day of spring. But when we hibernate in winter and all the energy that's going on, it's really nice to get back into nature and touch base with yourself and who you are. And it's very grounding. It's very clearing. And we all need this. And it's important to really take the time to come back home to yourself, because at the end of the day, you matter, and you matter more than anybody else. So it's about doing things that light you up, taking care of yourself, giving yourself some balance. The eclipse's doorway has closed, and you'll find that you're really starting to rev up a cog and move forward, getting a spring in your step, so to speak. And that doesn't matter where you are in the world. This is what's going on cosmically. And I really ask that everybody really start to feel and connect more into their heart, into their soul, ground in who they want to be. And it's also, don't people please, don't sacrifice your health, your mental health, your own stability over for anybody else. You need to take charge of your life. You're responsible for your life. You're responsible for your own health. And if things aren't working for you, it's time to let it go. And sometimes that can be really hard, and you have to be very, very brave. But I do ask, use this season. If things aren't working, please let it go and get curious about, you know, sometimes change is frightening, change is hard, but at the end of the day, we're always evolving. And so have a feel and ask yourself, is this situation I'm in, the geography of where I'm living, how I'm feeling in myself, emotional, physically, mentally, check in with yourself. If you are not feeling right, it is time to move on, no matter how hard it shall be. I have a caller coming in. How are you, Linda? Lovely to hear from you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Enjoying all the birds and the nature and the trees, the beautiful energy of this very old tree behind me. And we've got some parrots and fruit trees. It's beautiful.
Awesome.
How have you been feeling with the energy lately?
My energy, not too bad. I do have a question, though. I'm not sure if my partner's moving back here, supposed to be at the end of September. And I'm just wondering if you could see this being a long-lasting thing, or if, like, we're going to stay here, if we're going to move away, like, if you can see anything like that.
I'm just feeling into this now for you, Linda. Has this relationship been a little bit topsy-turvy? Has it been a little bit up and down? because I feel that it's getting actually a little bit, I feel the word, more comfortable. Things are going to look up for you. So if you say your partner's moving back, but I'm just feeling that the actual relationship itself is going to be moving. And I'm getting the words forward, which sound good for you as well. So this is about being now true to you. Do you like moving around yourself? Because do you like moving around yourself? Because I'm getting a lot of travel going along here. Like there's lots of travel. There's lots of different locations for you. So when you say about settling, I feel that there's more of a move and then a settle. Would that make sense to you?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't feel, if you guys to make a go of it, I feel that the two of you will be in a place together, not that's owned by you or him. I feel they're coming together, starting fresh. I keep getting that word fresh. Does he have the son? Does he have a son?
I have a son. He has a stepson.
You
I have
a
son.
Yeah. You have a son. Will the son be with
you? I'm sorry?
With you guys. Yep. I could see the relationship will go well because I see the son involved as well. Interesting. Does he drive a lot? Does he drive trucks by any chance? Or big vehicles?
He does have a truck. He's worked on heavy machinery.
The person that I'm getting, I feel actually confident for you, Linda. That feels very good. How does that feel for you?
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I just want to make sure that it's actually really happening.
And to me, I keep trying to get the validations and I'm looking and I could hear the words son, but I could see it coming together. But then I could see like the truck or the big machinery or something. That's why I had to bring that just to make sure we had the right person. And to me, yes, we do have the right person. So that sounds really good for you. I just feel that the place, I just keep getting that you'll be living together in a place that is yours and his, not separately. But I do get quite a bit of trouble. You have been? Yeah. Living together.
You're supposed to be moving in with me.
Oh, yes. Well, good, because I get you actually living together, the home together.
Yeah.
So that's actually really exciting for you. And there's painting going on as well. Painting. So you must be painting your house. Are you painting your house at the moment? Because I keep getting the words painting and I'm seeing I'm actually looking at brighter colors.
I would like to paint, but no, not painting yet.
By December, you'll be totally settled. Is he quite a good singer, your partner, or is it you? Because I can hear a lot of singing going on here. A lot of singing. So whether you like to sing, whether you like to go away and listen to music or you're around music a lot, the singing is quite strong within my mind. So, Linda, I hope that makes sense for you. And if you can just let me know if you can hear me, that would be really good. Hello. I think we might have cut out here, lost connection. Oh, we've lost you. Thank you, Linda, because I think I can't hear you. So, everybody, when we're feeling into different relationships and we're feeling if a relationship is good for us and we feel in our heart and soul that, yes, it is, 9 times out of 10 it is. If you are getting feeling things or thoughts and things that are coming up for you, you've then got to have a look at that and think, is that a conditioning? Is this coming up? I've got fear over past relationship. Or is this that I'm feeling, is this about this relationship? You've really got to actually sometimes critique it, pull it apart and think, is it an old conditioning if I am feeling a little bit wary? And then look to that, look to the resemblance. Maybe they're showing you different parts of you that you need to critique to be able to go into this relationship and give it your all. Sometimes they might be showing you a warning, hey, boom, this relationship's not for you. But when you feel in your heart and soul and there's nothing coming through it and it's feeling quite exciting and new, it's always good to give it a go, because if you don't give it a go, you could miss out on the most wonderful experience of your life. And relationships, honestly, they're never perfect. And it's all about working with them and working with what the universe has for you. Sometimes I just pop people into situations to help you. And it's divine guidance. So understand this at the right time and trust. And we've got our intuition, yes, and our intuition is what we need to listen to. But sometimes too, you've got to think, well, is this an old conditioning? Is this an old pattern? Or is this really my intuition? And get to know the difference, but practice discernment. I just sending so much love. And the best relationship I can tell anybody is to have with yourself. Lift your vibration, practice self-love, get to know you and what you want. It's not about asking everybody else's opinion. It's really trusting you. Yes, you can come to us for guidance, but really trust your heart and soul. And there's always someone there to help you. And if you think that things aren't right, just ask, is this in my head? Or am I seeing it? Am I feeling it? Get to know.